This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We welcome in longtime NFL executive, former Packers VP, courtesy of Monday Morning Quarterback. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Andrew Brandt joins us on the show. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, guys.
When you were, as a front office guy, let me ask you this just to start it off, because I wanted to ask you point blank.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of discussions about Greg Williams here in Cleveland. Would you consider him for the head coach in 2019 full-time if you were one of the people in charge of the Browns?
Yeah, of course you consider him. He's doing well, and he's had experience. He's obviously someone that's on the list. But I would think John and Elliot and Alonzo, all those guys I worked with in Green Bay for so long, are developing quite a list. And when you let someone go mid-season, that gives you extra time, extra work. You can get to guys maybe you couldn't get to after the season. So listen, it's going to be a long and exhaustive process, and that's the way it should be. You only get, well, in Cleveland they've had a lot of chances, but you only get one chance to really get it right, at least this group. And I think it'll be an exhaustive process with Greg, one of many, many candidates.
Andrew Brandt joined us on the hotline. I think it's great to have you on because you kind of know what's in the mind of Dorsey a little bit when not many people do. There were a lot of people like me surprised when he came in there and drafted Baker Mayfield number one overall, and that looks like it was a terrific pick. Do you think he's coming in with a full head of steam with a coach that he was thinking about when he was hired here or coming into this season just in case things didn't go well?
I don't think he's necessarily got a name in mind or had one coming in. I do think, despite all the protestations otherwise, when he was hired, I do think he was not committed to Hugh Jackson, even though they had that, you know, working relationship for a year and a half. I just think that was unrealistic to say that they are tied at the hip, because that never happens. Listen, John is someone I worked with for 10 years, but frankly didn't see a lot, because his responsibility during those years was college. And he was on the road from August till December, basically. And then I think that's similar probably to what he's doing now, probably a little less time on the road. But after the season, they'll gather in those war rooms, and the priority will be draft. But clearly the coach is the big decision now, and I think he's got a list in his mind, as, you know, Alonzo and Elliot, they'll weigh in, of course, but I'm sure they've got people in mind.
Andrew Brandt joined us on the hotline. So the Browns have now won 3 out of 4. That is uncharted territory around these parts. While that might be considered pedestrian in other ways, and obviously the quarterback is playing so well. So is it possible, and one of the things I was nervous about, is that Jimmy Haslam might get swept up in the emotion of a late season surge, much like we saw with Eric Mangini in his last year when Mike Holmgren was the president, end up keeping him the next season because of that. But isn't it hard not to get swept up in that when your team is playing well, they seem motivated and winning games?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's got emotions when things are going well, and, you know, things have not gone well this year too. So even with the new coach. So I just think, you know, that the time is, this is all unrelated to what's going to go on with the coach. You have to step back as management and not get caught up in that, good or bad. That's the role of management. You know, coaches are all about the here and now. Management's about taking a detached look, like who's going to be the best coach for the future. You know, and on Mayfield, you know, I did a podcast. I have a podcast, The Business of Sports. I encourage everyone to listen. I had Baker Mayfield's agent on way before the season. And, you know, he said, it's not, I mean, the Browns were not the only team dying to get Baker Mayfield. I mean, the Jets would obviously taken him. And how the Patriots were trying to figure out a way that they could move up if somehow the Browns didn't take him. once they got an extra number one pick from the Rams for Brandon Cooks and how they're going to maneuver. So, you know, this guy is no secret. And he was on a lot of teams' radars early before the draft.
Do you think Jimmy Haslam has learned his lesson about getting in the middle of these type of things and staying away from the hiring of the coach? Will he do it this time?
I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, Dorsey's got a good relationship with him. He'll be brought in, of course. You know, an obvious name that I'm sure you're talking about is Mike McCarthy, who is all part of, you know, the triumvirate that runs the personnel office in Cleveland right now. It's kind of Lambeau Field South. So, you know, there's someone that, you know, you throw in there, obviously, if that's on a list.
Andrew Brandt joined us on the hotline. One of the names that I brought up, but I don't know how legitimate it really would be for Dorsey, especially considering his agent happened to be the guy that parted ways. You never see that, but an agent parting ways with Josh McDaniels is Josh McDaniels. And he seems to be coming up again in some of the published reports about one of the top names. Seems like every year his name is bandied about. But do you think there would be a major personality issue or a trust issue with people within the Browns organization?
Well, that'd be the first question for Josh McDaniels in any interview process, of course, whether it's the Packers, the Browns, whoever else he talks to. And maybe he puts out a statement that he's not talking to anyone. You know, if he's committed to New England, I think he's learned that he'll just sort of say it before instead of after. So, yeah, you know, if you're asking it to me, everyone's asking it to him before it even gets started. And then, of course, management, ownership has to decide if they believe that sincerely. But if Josh McDaniels is going to interview for a job, he's got to get that out of the way first. If he's not, then you have to respect that, and he's the same place he was last year.
Andrew Brandt joining us on the show. You mentioned how New England wanted to go after Baker Mayfield last year. Do you think that might grease the rail for Josh McDaniels for the Cleveland Browns, maybe even over the Green Bay Packers? Or do you think that if he were to choose, he'd still choose the Packers?
I don't know what, you know, people can debate what's a better job. People can debate roster comparisons. I can speak from my experience in Green Bay that there's no better job in the NFL when it comes to lack of interference from above, because there is none. I mean, there's no owner. Mm-hmm. There's no owner to divert resources to other parts of his business. There's no owner to meddle. There's no owner to want to draft a certain player, hire a certain player, cut a certain player. So from that aspect, you know, Green Bay is a much better job. But if it's all about the quarterback, or if it's about something else, you know, developing a young quarterback versus having an older quarterback, even though he's the best in the game, you know, those are all questions that come up.
Check out the podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Andrew Brandt. Andrew, we know you're in transit. We thank you for the time, friend. All the best.
All the best. Talk to you later, guys.
Later. Andrew Brandt.
There's a guy that knows Sean Dorsey.
On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
He's worked with him. He said he basically never saw him because he was on the road so much, because that's always in the order of operations, the thing that matters the most, scouting, scout at heart.
It doesn't bother me. It's interesting. It shouldn't bother me. Sometimes it's frustrating. John Dorsey looks like the guy who you'd be able to read like a book. Sashi Brown was the guy who was way more open. You get that? Does that make sense to you? Ray Farmer was way more, gosh, you could just read Ray Farmer like he was a menu at a Denny's. With John Dorsey, he looks like, in every single way, that what you see is what you get, and you really just don't have any idea what's going on behind those glasses. Apart of who he wants as the head coach, certainly who he wanted as a quarterback, I think it's fun, but sometimes, yeah, it might get a little bit frustrating because you're trying to get a little bit more of a grasp, and I think that he probably wouldn't hire a college guy. Maybe he wouldn't go the Green Bay route. You don't have an idea just fully yet. 216-578-0092. When we come back, for love or for money? It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima right here on 92.3 The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.